Matthew chapter 1. And we will begin in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused of Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this season, and we thank you for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't quite comprehend the uniqueness of it, but we thank you, Lord, for the truth of it, and we thank you for our salvation that's found in him. And Lord, we pray for people around us. We pray for those who are in need, and Lord, we pray for those that may be apathetic or indifferent, and we pray for those who know not Jesus as their Savior. We pray you would work in their lives and use all of us as an instrument. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight I want to talk about, from these verses, the virgin birth. We all know it. It is unique. And the first thing I want to mention is the reason Jesus was born in this unique fashion. It is that the only way he could remain God. This is the only way that Christ could remain God. Look, if you will, in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Very unique birth. Verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And then verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. The reason Jesus was born uniquely, no one else has been born this way, the reason that it is unique, the birth was, Jesus was placed, the womb through the Holy Spirit, is because he is God. And that is the only way he can remain God. He cannot be born into sinfulness, and he cannot be sinful himself. The only way that he could come into this world uniquely and remain who he is as God is through this kind of birth. And it's very obvious the scripture teaches that Jesus is, was, and always will be God. In John 1, he says he calls him the Word, because as the Word, he's the one that reveals God to us. He comes from heaven and he comes to this earth and he reveals God to us as we watch and see him. And he says he is God and was God. On the Mount of Transfiguration, he let the disciples see his glory. And they said his garments and he shined as the brightness of the sun. He forgave sins, and the Pharisees knew, who is this? Only God can forgive sins. He did miracles. The Pharisees, when he asked them, why are you wanting to crucify me? because I'm a good man or something of that nature? And he said, no, because you claim to be God. Well, that's the only way Jesus Christ could come into this world and not be tainted with sinfulness, is to be placed in the womb of Mary to remain God. Second thing I want to go back and show you is, as God, he took fully humanity. Go back to verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. Verse 25. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. It's very obvious that Jesus was born, and he was born human. But because of the uniqueness of who he is, he could not be tainted with sin, but he did wrap himself in humanity. When we went to get our tree, I thought, you know, this is a good picture of what happened. You go and pick out your tree, and I've never done it this way before because we usually try to stuff it in the trunk with nothing wrapped around it, but they did. And they put the tree and they cut it on the bottom for us and cut any branches we needed. And then they had this round tube, and in it was string. And so he tied it on that end, and he just pushed the tree through, and the tree closed up, and the string just wrapped itself around the tree. And as I was watching that, I thought, you know, Lord, that's what you did. You came into this world, and you wrapped yourself in humanity. You became human. Now, we all know that. Oh, yeah, that's Christmas. Yeah, we know that. But we must never forget that Jesus Christ, who is God, came so low to become human. For us, being human is normal. We don't know anything else. But to Jesus, he has always been God. And he wrapped himself in that humanity. And the Bible says he got tired. The Bible says he fell asleep. The Bible says he got hungry. The Bible says so many things in his humanity. For you and I, to be human is normal. But not for Jesus. I've often used this illustration. It would be like you and I looking down at those little fire ants. And we said, you know what? I know this is silly, but look at these fire ants. I wonder if we could change them and not be so mean and bite the way they do. Well, I know one way we could do it is we could leave our humanity and we could wrap ourselves into being an ant and live down among them. And he said, oh, no. I mean, that's just, we couldn't do that. But also, I want you to think, you're human, you're high above them, and yet you wrap yourself in the shell of being an ant. That's not what you are. You're human. Well, Jesus is God, and he wrapped himself in humanity, and he was born a little bitty baby. I can't quite comprehend it. You know how helpless a baby is? You know, when Jesus came out of the womb born as a baby, Jesus didn't come out and say, hey, I'm God. What y'all doing? He didn't do that. He was a real baby with real needs. He had to be wrapped in swaddling clothes. He was really human. And he walked this earth. And that's one of the reasons the virgin birth is there, because Jesus had to remain God while at the same time being born a human being. There's a third reason. Jesus Christ had to be born the way he was, and I've already mentioned it, to avoid being sinful. Christ was sinless. Christ never once sinned. He never thought of sin. I think of the sermon I preached recently on God does not tempt and God cannot be tempted. Well, Christ was born sinless. He wrapped himself in humanity, and Romans 8 says he came in the likeness of sinful flesh, but he was not sinful flesh. That's why it had to be a unique birth. He bypassed the sinfulness that all of you and I have when we're born into this world. And he was sinless when he came into the world. He cannot be touched. He cannot have sin. You know, there's been a great debate over the years when Jesus was tempted. Well, he faced a test, but there's no way Jesus could have sinned. Because there's nothing in his nature that would tempt him. There's nothing in him that would desire wrong to make him want to sin. God cannot be tempted to sin in any shape, fashion. The Bible says when you and I are tempted, we're tempted because we're drawn away of the lust inside or the desires inside, the sinful desires inside. That's what tempted. Boy, I'd like to have that money. Well, maybe I'll steal for it. Or maybe I'd like to have that. That's what tempts us inside. But Jesus, though he was tempted, not in the way we could be because he could never sin. He was absolutely, totally perfect, and he was sinless. The difference is we are born sinful. You do not become a sinner because you're born into the world and then after a while you sin. Aha! You're now a sinner. No, that's not what Scripture teaches. We are born into sinfulness. We come into this world sinful. We come into this world. David said, in sin my mother conceived us. We come. You see, we come the normal way. Jesus came a unique way so that he would not be sinful. He took upon humanity, but not sinful humanity. When you and I come into this world, we come into this world born sinners. Well, what does that mean? Well, when a child is born, they're a little baby, you know, sometimes we want to impose our feelings as adult upon them and say, when they're crying, they're getting mad. Could be, they're just being a baby. That's the only way they tell you, hey, I hurt. I'm crying. Please help me. I'm hurt. But as they grow, you know what happens? That sinfulness begins to express itself. It's not something that comes upon them, it's something that's already there. You know what I have observed, and I'll give you something I've observed, because I've observed a lot over the years. I've observed that unless a family is in church with their children, children can be made to come early, and I don't mean that we don't reach out to them, but unless the family is in church, when they get to a certain age, that sinfulness expresses itself, and they go, why am I going? I want nothing to do with it. You know why? Because they become more independent and that sinfulness begins to express itself. We do not sin and then become sinners. We are born sinners. As we grow up, sin becomes more and more expressed unless we are saved. But even saved, I live in this fallenness, this fallen flesh, and we can yield to sinfulness. We can't have thoughts that are not what they should be. We can't have attitudes that are not what they should be. We can do things that we shouldn't do. We can neglect to read Bible. We can neglect to prayer. All because we live in this fallen humanity. But Jesus was not. My whole point is that he had to be born the way he was so that when he came into this world, he was wrapped in humanity, but he was not wrapped in sinful humanity. He was absolutely, totally perfect. So when you speak of Jesus and you marvel at his humanity, you must marvel at his perfection. Some people think, well, you know, since Jesus was God and he was perfect, then he never cried. That's not true. He actually took upon himself humanity. But I can guarantee you this, he didn't get mad and pitch a fit because he didn't get his way. He didn't do that. He tried and he faced everything, and when he fell on his knee, he probably cried, but there was no sin in him because he bypassed it. That's what I said this morning. Because he bypassed and was born the way he was, his sacrifice is satisfactory to God. Because only the perfect one can offer a substitute for our sin. He was born the way he was so that he could be who he was and who he is. When we get to heaven, the Bible says we will recognize, we will see him, the Lamb as if as slain. We will see and know this Christ became human, but not sinful human. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, and that's why the Holy Spirit comes to live in us to push down and negate the sinfulness that resides in us. I have to tell you something. About 6 months from now, I'm not going to be the same man. I have been really, really, really studying some things. And I won't tell you what all it is, but it has really just begun to work. I can sense the strength to enable me to do things that I couldn't have done a year or two ago. You say, what was that, preacher? I'm not going to tell you. Because the Lord is working to deal with things so that he can strengthen me to be a better Christian and a better servant of his. The good thing is that's why Christ came, so he could change us. When you hear people just use the name of the Lord and just say, and they do it all the time. I go in any store, just throw out the name. They do not know who they're talking about. They do not know this is the Holy Son of God. This is the Holy God who was born this unique way. A particular gentleman, William Barclay, have his commentaries in my office, and he's actually a fairly good commentator. If you read his commentaries, he's really very good at interpreting the scripture, and he does a very good job. What surprises me is when he gets to the virgin birth, he actually says, well, that's not important, it's not a big deal, it doesn't matter, it doesn't exist. I'm like, how can you do such a good job interpreting and you don't think that's important? It is central. It is central. Because if it didn't happen, then you and I don't have salvation. We do not have a God. We do not have heaven. Because that is the only way Christ could come and affect the salvation that he brought. So when you and I do our live nativity, and we see that live baby or baby doll, whichever one it is, maybe you and I will think in our mind, guess what? That's a real baby, but it's a perfect baby with no sinfulness, with no hint of sinfulness, no way he could have ever sinned, because he was born as God. He came and wrapped himself in humanity, and he remained God. There was no sinful flesh upon him. There was only human flesh upon him. That's why we love him. One of the secrets of the Christian life is this. We just love the Lord. You know, when you love someone, you're willing to do a lot of things and it makes a difference. When you just love someone, and I know y'all love the Lord. None of us are perfect. None of us have arrived, and we fall short and we have feet of clay. But you just love him. And that's what makes it so good. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight, and we thank you for the truth of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask you to enlarge our thinking and to open our hearts to a more elevated view of the person of Christ and who he is. We know these truths. Oh, yeah, we know them. But, Lord, may the Holy Spirit make it more real and more alive as we come to appreciate who truly Jesus Christ is and what he did when he came into this world. He remained God. He remained sinless. He was born sinless. He continued sinless. He's now gone to heaven still. There is no sin. There is no desire for it because he is God. The only thing he experienced in this life was the fallen humanity that we have. The aging, the aches and the pains, the sleepiness, the tiredness, all of those things, Lord, the scriptures clearly teach that Jesus experienced those things. But he did not sin, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.